Good morning. I'd like to open the House Committee on Business and Labor for this Wednesday, February 10th. We have four work sessions today on the agenda, and we're going to proceed in order as they're shown. So with that, I'm going to open a work session, House Bill 4011. Jan, if you could remind the committee.
Mr. Chair and committee members, this is the measure that was brought to you by Representative Klan. The public hearing was February 1st. It classifies as a police officer under the PERS system, employees of the Oregon State Hospital, and it phases in the reclassification in three stages, and it applies the police and fire benefits to the services performed on or after the operative date and declared an emergency. You have before you the Dash 1 amendment that adds registered nurses to the first stage of the phase-in, and then in the second phase, it adds physicians. On the Dash 1 amendment, there's no revenue impact, and a fiscal statement has been issued for the purpose of sending the measure to Ways and Means.
Chair Hovey, I move the Dash 1 amendments into House Bill 4011.
Representative Barton moves to adopt the Dash 1 amendment to House Bill 4011. Discussion? Is there any objection to adopting the amendment? Seeing none, the amendment is adopted.
Chair Hovey, I move House Bill 4011 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Representative Barton moves House Bill 4011 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there discussion? Representative Barton.
Yeah, thank you, Chair Hovey. You know, this committee is by design not well set up to look at certain fiscal things. This bill, by sending it down there, I think it's really, I'm looking forward to getting my colleagues with a kind of better fiscal background than this committee is designed to do, really taking a close look at this bill, and I look forward to moving this along.
Representative Esquivel.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to be a no vote on this, and it's because the way this is set up now, it doesn't correct the problem. The problem is a policy and a safety issue. It has nothing to do with classification of employees. It has to do with the policies of the organization itself.
Yeah. Other discussion? Representative Kinnemer.
Mr. Chairman, if I could, following up somewhat on Representative Escobar's comment, I thought Representative Widener asked a very good question, and I think the
really?
Issue is regarding. Yeah, thank you. yes, we're going right ahead. but I thought he was really on point. When we have a large organization that is having very substantial numbers of injuries to workers, and there was clear evidence that workers are sustaining huge numbers of injuries, the question is one of safety. And I think retirement is, early retirement and extra pay is one issue, but that doesn't really resolve the more fundamental issue. And if we had a construction company where that percentage of people were getting injured on the job, not only would their workers' comp rates be through the sky, but there would be all kinds of people all over them saying, you need to get your act together and figure out how to do this in a more safe manner. And that's, I guess, where I am on the matter.
Other discussion, Representative Barreto.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I would agree with safety being the key issue. The other issue, I think, is adding to an already high unfunded liability in the PERS system, where we already have $20 billion in unfunded liabilities, and to add to that does not seem to make much sense.
Well, any other discussion? I will just add that though I appreciate the fiscal questions, you know, I think that the policy of these workers are subjected to attack, and they're subjected to a lot of potential and real injury. And those safety is something they continually work on. I know they have worked on, just like in the corrections institution and police officers that are trying to subdue people who sometimes are out of control, their day-to-day job is dangerous. And as a result, they do get injured and have a very difficult time making it to that retirement age. And I totally support this policy. The Ways and Means Committee will take a look at this. I understand the cost is an issue, but I do appreciate the advocates of tiering this in to make it a more palatable fiscal consideration. So with that, I'm going to be supporting it. And no other discussion. Could we have a roll call vote, please?
Representative Moretta?
No.
Jordy?
Aye.
Representative Esquivel?
No.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Fagan?
Yes.
Representative Hurd?
No.
Representative Nose?
Aye.
Representative Widener?
Excused.
Vice Chair Barton?
Aye.
Vice Chair Kenmer?
No.
Chair Holt?
Aye. House Bill 4011, having received the votes, is passed to the Committee on Ways and Means. Close a work session on House Bill 4011 and open a work session on House Bill 4032.
Mr. Chair and committee members, this is the measure the committee heard February 1st. It requires BOLI to make electronically available to Oregon employers at no charge the employer publications, which would include handbooks and posters. There are no amendments before you. A fiscal statement has been issued, and there is no revenue impact. The measure has a subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Chair Holby, I move House Bill 4032 to the floor with a do pass recommendation, and the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Representative Barton moves House Bill 4032 to the floor with a do pass recommendation, and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there discussion? Representative Evans.
Chair Holby, thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I just want to say very briefly, there is a dash one amendment that was offered kind of too late to be considered today, and that's an apology of communication. I want to commend Amanda Dalton and Betsy Earls and Paloma Sparks from BOLI on trying to come up with a way that mirrors things that happen in the private sector in terms of visibility for documents and opportunities for publishing in smaller amounts that actually may yield longer-term revenues. I hope with this, as it moves forward to Ways and Means, that the Ways and Means folks might actually consider the amendment. If not that, then maybe BOLI might consider the amendment, because long-term, moving into the 21st century on how we get information out to folks we are regulating is a good idea. So I just appreciate this concept and hope that the amendment and the ideas can be put in place at some point to help small business know what they're supposed to be complying with.
Representative Kinnemer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate your moving the bill forward, and I know there are a lot of reservations, but I think it's a good thing, and I will work in Ways and Means in two regards. One is I want to make sure that we maintain the technical positions that are needed, and we'll have to figure out how to do that, and that's a concern. However, I do think it's an important thing that the public have access to information about workers' comp and both the workers as well as the employers, and this kind of access increasingly we're using computers to do that. One other thing is, as I was talking with the public relations with Paloma about this bill, and we were discussing a technical piece of it, I wanted to clarify that in the wording of my amendment, it says that including employer handbooks and posters in electronic format, the posters that BOLI currently provides on their website satisfy the requirements in the bill to have posters available electronically. And the bill does not apply to the composite posters, which is one type of poster, composite posters offered for sale to employers. And the reason for that is I've been trying to maintain a distinction between information and services, and I think these posters that cost a fair amount to put together and that are used to facilitate informing people at the job site is a service rather than information. and I think it's appropriate to make that distinction, and I wanted to do it for the record. And so
thank you
for that courtesy.
Representative Fagan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I share Representative Kenemer's comments in terms of not, I think we want to send a strong signal down to Ways and Means that we do not want any of the positions to be cut. But I also agree that this is a service that, at the very least, I don't, you know, we've talked about maybe offering the materials for a cheaper price. And, you know, at the very least, I think that we should be offering these online. I mean, I think that sometimes people need an answer to a quick question, and they need it right away. And it's hard for them to, you know, oh, if I order the book, it might be here in 3 days. And so I think that that is something that is really important. And actually, I see Representative Davis out in the audience. He and I met our first session down in the basement with Bowley, because he actually, as a business lawyer, didn't even know that these technical assistance guides existed. And he was saying, hey, wouldn't it be great if we had Bowley putting together these guides that helped employers? And we're like, oh my gosh, we do have this service. So I think this is a service that nobody questions the value of it. In fact, if anything, it should be a more robust service to employers. I know as a lawyer, I've used the services many times. As an employer, I've used the services many times. And so I think that we just want to send a strong signal down to Ways and Means, both for this session and going forward, that we want the funding to be there to be able to not only continue the Technical Assistance for Employers program, but to grow it and expand it in future years. But I also am going to support the bill today.
Thank you. Representative Nose.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Reluctantly, I'm going to be a no on this bill today. And it's not because I don't think the idea is a good one, or that the resources for free on the internet would be useful. I'm just concerned that we're going to lose revenue that we need to staff this unit. And if Ways and Means is able to figure out how to pay for this differently, maybe I'll be a yes vote for on the floor, but I'll be a no today.
Any other discussion? Representative Kinnemer?
Second time. Thank you.
I note that.
Yes, and I appreciate your indulgence. We will be working to try and make sure that Ways and Means protects those positions and also make sure that we have it. One thing I did want to mention that I think was a particular concern and why, you know, online is important is right here on the order form for those materials, it says, please allow up to 4 weeks for delivery. And I think that is not a reasonable time frame for employers or employees to get information. So that's one more reason that I feel it's important we have that discussion to see if we can't get it worked out in Ways and Means.
Thank you
very much for your indulgence on this.
Yes, I appreciate the conversation. I also think the policy underlying this is good to try to move this direction. But I do have extreme reservations, given the report, that this will result in two fewer positions if it is not addressed with additional revenue. And strong messages to Ways and Means, my experience with this particular agency, that Ways and Means hasn't really paid a lot of attention to those strong messages about funding those positions. Bowley continues to be understaffed for both enforcement and this technical assistance program that the FTEs would come out of is extremely important to business, that there's somebody there to answer the phone when they can't get the publications or the information they need so that they can get those addressed, and they do a pretty good job. And so I really am nervous about that, and I'm hopeful that that Bowley will come back in the next biennium in their budget with a proposal to accomplish this, but without losing the FTEs. And that's I've talked to the co-chair of Ways and Means about this, and though we can't direct the agency what to do, always. I'm hopeful they will come back with an additional proposal in their future budget to accomplish this, because I do think it's a good policy as well. So with that, can we have a roll call vote, please?
Representative Barreto?
Yes.
Representative Darby?
Yes.
Representative Escobar?
Yes.
Representative Evan?
Yes.
Representative Representative Fagan?
Yes.
Representative Hurd?
Yes.
Representative Nose?
No.
Representative Widener?
Excused.
Vice Chair Barton?
Aye.
Vice Chair Kenmer?
Aye.
Chair Holby?
No. House Bill 4032, having received the required votes, is passed to the Committee on Ways and Means. And I'll close the work session on House Bill 4032 and open a work session on House Bill 4054.
Mr. Chair and committee members, this is a measure that increases minimum wage rate in phases to $13.50 per hour by 2019. It repeals state preemption of local government authority to set a minimum wage and declares an emergency. You have before you the proposed Dash 2 amendment. This is the very same amendment that has passed out of the Senate Workforce and General Government Committee and will be third read tomorrow. This amendment replaces the original measure, and it raises the base minimum wage to $13.50 per hour by July 1 of 2022. It establishes a higher minimum wage for employees that work within the urban growth boundary of the Portland metro area and a lower minimum wage for those working in 18 non-urban counties. It adjusts the base minimum wage for inflation starting July 1 of 2023, and it sets the Portland metropolitan wage to be no less than $1.25 more than the base wage, and for the non-urban counties after 2023, it will be no less than $1 less than the base minimum wage. Declares an emergency effective on passage. On the Dash 2 amendment, there is a fiscal statement issued and a revenue statement issued.
Thank you. Mr. Barton.
Chair Holvey, I move the Dash 2 amendment into House Bill 4054.
Representative Barton moves to adopt the Dash 2 amendment to House Bill 4054. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, is there any objection? Seeing none, the Dash 2 amendment is adopted.
Chair Holvey, I move House Bill 4054 as amended to the floor without recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Rules.
Representative Barton moves House Bill 4054 as amended to the floor without recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Rules. Discussion? Representative Kinnemer.
Yes, sir. Actually, let me defer to Representative Barretto. Excuse me. I may.
Representative Barretto.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm actually,
yeah. This time because you spoke twice last time?
Yeah, I think just for the record, and the LFO report that came out basically takes this whole idea as an experiment. And it does say it will raise the cost to schools, K through college. Young workers will be very difficult for them to find work. It will affect seniors, and then it will increase automation. And I think, I'm not going to speak a whole lot more to it than that, except that this is kind of uncharted territory that I think we're not going into very cautiously. So,
Chairman,
and Kimmer.
Thank you. I think all of my members have been out public about opposition to this measure, and so just wanted to talk about our discomfort with it. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Any other discussion? I will just note where this is just a procedural move to rules.
Yes.
Without recommendation. So with that, we have a roll call, please.
Representative
Barretto?
No.
Representative
Doherty? Aye.
Representative
Escobar? No.
Representative Evan?
Yes.
Representative Fagan?
Yes.
Representative Hurd?
No.
Representative Nose?
Yes.
Representative Widener?
Excused.
Vice Chair Barton?
Aye.
Vice Chair Kenmer?
No.
Chair Holby?
Aye. House Bill 4054, having received the required votes, is passed to the Committee on Rules. And I'll close the work session on House Bill 4054. Open a work session on House Bill 4094.
Mr. Chair and committee members, this is a measure that the committee heard from, measure brought to you by Representative Reed, dealing with the cannabis banking. There is the Dash 4 amendment that the committee adopted on February 8th. We now have the paperwork from the fiscal office. They have issued a minimal fiscal expenditure report, and the revenue statement has been issued on the Dash 4 as well.
And what again, we've already adopted we've already amended it. It's ready to go to the floor directly, right. Correct?
That's correct.
Right.
The Dash 4 was already adopted.
Chair Holvey, I move House Bill 4094 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Barton moves House Bill 4094 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion?
As amended, yes.
Oh, excuse me. Let me restate that. Representative Barton moves House Bill 4094 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Well, I think this is a great bill. And really does move us a step forward to solving some big problems. I really appreciate all the work the bankers and the credit unions and industry have done with Representative Reed and moving this forward. I think it's a great step forward for us to solve some big issues.
To new highs.
Yes, and it's a good note to. Remember that in the discussion, we do know there's some more pieces of this bill that are going to need some minor adjustments to adjust as we deal with federal regulations and trying to make sure that we're in compliance with those and all that technical financial language that we have in our statutes is, I won't say convoluted, but complex. So with that... Could we have a roll call vote? Ashley.
Representative Barreto?
Aye.
Representative Doherty?
Aye.
Representative Esquivel?
Aye.
Representative Evan?
Yes.
Representative Fagan?
Yes.
Representative Hurd?
Aye.
Representative Nose?
Aye.
Representative Widener?
Excused.
Vice Chair Barton?
Aye.
Vice Chair Kinnamer?
Aye.
Aye. House Bill 4094, having received the votes, is passed to the floor, and we will have Representative Reed carry that. Close the work session on House Bill 4094, and
yeah, right.
Let's see, Jan. It's kind of skeptical whether we will have a meeting on Friday at this point. I don't believe we have any Senate bills referred to us as of this point.
We do not.
I figured you'd make us meet at 7 a.m. at this rate.
Fred, don't test.
Don't tempt him.
Don't give him that idea.
Yeah, please don't bring up the issue of mutiny.
Maybe an informational hearing or something.
So just stay tuned as we see what will come to us.
Representative Barton's ever been tarred and feathered.
So for Friday.
So no, we can do it.
With that, I will adjourn the House Committee on Business and Labor and thank the committee for its work on House Committee on Business and Labor and thank the committee for its work on House.